Hello and welcome to episode 256 of the Heart of Markness Led Zeppelin podcast. How do you do? I apologize for not being around last week, but I was super duper duper sick. You can probably still hear it in my voice now because it was that kind of thing where I was sick a week ago and I'm still sick this week, much less so. But dude, my voice, my head, my chest, everything was just miserable. And now you can still hear that I have a cold, but I have a voice with which to speak to you. And hopefully I won't be coughing up and snorking and being disgusting like I was for the last 8 fucking days. So, super duper apologies to everyone for that. And, but I did. That's why I didn't have one last week. It was just, I was sick as a dog. And I hate it when my voice is just low and terrible like this, which is kind of what it was. And I was just dead inside and had no energy to do it because of the aforementioned catastrophically horrible chest cold, head cold, whatever, bronchitis, death knell I got. So I am back. How do you do? One quick note. My daughter, who's is in her treatment program for her eating disorder, we did it. That happened last week, too, which is why it sucked that I got sick, because I started last weekend with, like, a huge, huge boost of joy and enthusiasm and relief as my daughter was now getting the treatment she needs, and was ready to just kill last weekend, and I woke up Saturday morning with, like, a ridiculously sore throat. Like, kind of, I was like, what do I do? What did I do last night? Did I smoke something that was just burned my throat? But no. And then within like an hour, it's like, oh, no, I'm just getting sick. So I'm got sick. Anyways, okay, end of all that. Hooray. Here we go. Now, this is fixing a catastrophic mistake I made with episode 249, which is the same show, June 22nd, 1977. I just did it like a month ago, a little more than a month ago. But this was supposed to be a dadgad remaster of June 20 of a superior source for June 22nd, 1977. And I asked the person who had released that source on YouTube for a link to that source to share it and got sent just the raw source, not the remastered one. And I shared it and went crazy because I love this show so much. And it's so much better than the last source, but it still had this bass thing. Which struck me as weird, because I'm like, dadgad surely could have, but I was like, I don't know shit about this. Maybe this is the best they could do. And then after I released that, several people were like, dude, I don't think that's the remaster. And including the person that released it on Dime a Dozen, so thank you for that. And then I was going to fix that, and shit went crazy in my life. The aforementioned getting my daughter into treatment and everything, which took up all my bandwidth and 99% of my sanity. But now that the dust has started to settle, I can fix this egregious error. Originally, I was just going to swap out the tracks and just keep the original post up. But upon further reflection, I wanted to share this and give it its own thing. So apologies. I'm not going to do the same songs. I am going to do In My Time of Dying, but I'm not doing No Quarter. So there are different songs in this one. And, boy, what a night and day difference. If you like that June 22nd source that I did like a month ago, and that's a big improvement, too. This one is unbelievably great. This show, the 22nd of June, 1977, LA Forum. It's right in that LA Forum run between Listen to This, Eddie and Badge Holders. And it is great. The band was on, but the band seems to be extra on this night. And by that, I mean they seem to have their early days telepathy going. Their 1970, 71, 72, 73 level of telepathy going on. It is great. It is joyous. It is fun. It is virtuosity in performance. So, all right, let's stop dilly-dallying, and we're going to start with Nobody's Fault But Mine. This is the properly remastered source, and you will definitely hear a difference. So apologies again, everybody. This has been a wild, wild, wild ride, And my bandwidth and my life handling abilities are substandard at best. So when my daughter needed help, it really took everything I had to focus towards that, and I really let a lot of things fall. Apologies. I am fixing all that. I am back in the saddle, and people will once again be getting what they expect, which is live Led Zeppelin, so nobody's fault but mine, the remastered source. Enjoy it, friends.
Bye.
Well, that was pretty lovely. Man, I love the 1980 arrangements of that song, because I can go without the full minute of before it. If it goes right into the banana, banana, bow, bow, like it did in 1980. But in 1980, we don't have the tone and technique that we have in this particular show. Jimmy's playing like a champ. He's using some of those 1980 ideas in that song, which are just the song, the ideas for that specific song anyway. But the execution is much better, in my opinion, because of things like tone. It doesn't have that brittle, almost ready to shatter into a million pieces sound that's just sounds like Jimmy's holding on by the edges of his fingertips to me. But TLDR, I like that song. It is good. Now, hopefully you may have noticed a bit of a sound quality difference in that you don't have that titanic low rumble that's just overloading everything. It does create, but in getting rid of that, it does make it different. In some ways, I prefer the raw, but this is still a trillion times better. When I say I prefer the raw recording of it, it's like, because I can listen to the raw recording on my phone, which sounds dumb. I don't mean with headphones, just from my phone speakers, which don't replicate any of that low rumble, and it has all the rest of that stuff right there sounding great. But that's a stupid thing to do. All right, what else do we have for you, ladies and Germans? Over the Hills and Far Away? You know what? Let's do another one that I have. Oh, Over the Hills and Far Away. Let's do Over the Hills and Far Away. I'm looking right at it. We're going to finish up with In My Time of Dying, because we've heard that before. And that is, in my opinion, actually, no, it's my favorite live In My Time of Dying, hands down. Absolutely my favorite live performance of that is from this show. So, you know what? Because of that, let's listen to that instead. We'll do Over the Hills and Far Away after that, alrighty? So, this is the one song that you've heard before from episode 249. It is In My Time of Dying. As I just said, it's my favorite performance of it. There is magic in it. There is power in it. Robert's voice is insane. Robert's strength is insane. His projection, everything about this is good. Jimmy's right there with him, Jonesy and Bonzo as well. It is exquisitely well done. High energy, wonderful execution, and I love it. In My Time of Dying, this time without that subsonic rumble. Enjoy it, my friends. I'll be back after. We'll be right back.
know these lemons are all about. I lay awake till dawn this morning thinking about lemons and the lack of squeezers.
That's just incredible, right? That is my favorite, as I said, ever of any of the live performances I've heard of that song. Usually, I don't really like In My Time of Dying Live all that much because sometimes it can be a bit uninspired. Not in this case. Robert's voice is just crazy tonight, and everybody else is in top form, too. Everybody is having a great night, and it shows. I love the at the end, just a little blues thing with the squeeze my lemon bit. I did like the call out to Audrey, Robert's tour girlfriend, and just all in all, that was just incredible. Unfortunately, I understand with what Dadgad had to do with that ridiculous bass, there isn't much Jonesy that you can track in that. Totally worth it. Unbelievable. Now, I have one more for you. But before that, a little quick spiel. You can meet me. Yeah, you can meet me. Meet me by the railroad tracks, 5 o'clock. You can reach me at mark@heartofmarkness.com if there's anything you need to reach me for. I also have a Facebook group with 300 or so folks on Facebook for Heart of Markness, Heart of Markness on Twitter or X, although I'm not doing that much because it's turned into just a cesspool of ridiculous QAnon bullshit. So, there's that. I also have a YouTube channel, Heart of Markness, and a website, heartofmarkness.com. The website may be of the most interest to you because that is where you can get this entire recording that I'm sharing with you, including the songs I didn't play. Now then, let me tell you what it is, because it's not the entire show. What we have for this recording is a little bit of Sick Again, then Nobody's Fault But Mine, In My Time of Dying, Since I've Been Loving You, No Quarter, Battle of Evermore, Going to California, Black Country Woman, Bronyar Stomp, White Summer, Black Mountainside, Kashmir, Out on the Tiles, Over the Top, 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 Over the Hills and Far Away, The Guitar Solo, and almost all of Achilles' Last Stand. That's what is available for you in the Dadgad remastered version, not just the raw one, which I shared with you 6 weeks ago. So, avail thee of this recording. It is one of the best shows of the 77 tour, in my opinion. I love it. Now, there are the Millard shows of badge holders and Listen to This, Eddie. This isn't going to touch those sonically, but performance-wise, holy fuck, it is a good one to have. All right. And while you're at heartofmarkness.com, check out the patreon.com button for that, for my beloved and much maligned and neglected patrons. I completely neglected my Patreon during this whole thing with my daughter, and I apologize. This week I'm going to crank out some Patreon episodes for you, get caught up with that, and maybe get back onto the Santa's good list with that. All right, friends, heartofmarkness.com, that's the keeper. All right, we are going to jump back in and listen to Over the Hills and Far Away from this insanely great show. Enjoy it, friendos, and then we'll wrap it up. Okay, thanks. Here you go, Over the Hills and Far Away. Ba-da-da-da-da-da. Thank you. This song, Over the Hills, was performed right after John Bonham's drum solo, which everybody leaves the stage for a very, very, very long time, and usually indulges in various recreational substances, which is why Jimmy may not be quite as fluid and on the ball as he was in the previous songs, because this is towards the end of the concert and he had some moments to himself, unsupervised. That was still good, though. All right, friendos, we did it. We did it. I have fixed my grievous error. This is the Dadgad remastered source of this. Go to heartofmarkness.com and get it if you wanna, or don't if you don't wanna. And in any case, God willing, I will be back next weekend with another show for you, and I'll spend the intervening times getting caught up on my patron broadcasts. Thanks again, everybody. Love you. Be good to yourselves and each other, and talk to you soon.